The Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
The question and answer times are a popular part of the ladies' seminars and retreats where I speak. In one such session not long ago, the wording of a question gave all of us in the room a chance for a hearty laugh. The question came to me written on a scrap of paper. It was unsigned, and therefore the writer was unknown to me as I stood there in front of the group. The question went like this: "How do I get my husband, who has a logical, sort of scientific mind, to talk about things that I'm interested in, like feelings?" My answer, given orally for the benefit of the whole group, was, well, first of all, I read the question aloud so that the ladies could know exactly what had been asked. Then, as prelude to my answer, I merely said, "I gather from this question that you're married to a man." There was rippling across the audience the laughter of recognition and acknowledgement. But the question couldn't just be passed off entirely. So I went on to a further discussion. I pointed out that men have a different orientation brain-wise than women do. Do you realize that men operate more on the right hemisphere of the brain, while women operate according to the left hemisphere orientation? Well, what does that mean? In our everyday lives as wives, it means that our husbands are going to look at things objectively, whereas we look at them subjectively. Isn't it frustrating to see the husband standing there being very objective, and yet, to us, we can't be objective because this thing means so much to us. It really grips our heart. Two, our husbands are logical. We're not exactly logical. Oh, yes, he can go down a 3-point outline, and yet our response is not logical, but intuitive. Two, our men have an overall view of things. They see the big picture, not us. As women, we're detail noticers. We think in the small, minute things. But there he is, looking at the big picture. So, this question dealt with communication between the two minds. Here are two very unlike minds living day by day with each other in a home. What? How do you bridge the gap between them? Well, you build a bridge. That means that the construction is going to require patience and work. I reminded the ladies that day to have an openness of spirit, to put aside nagging and criticism, and to really listen to him. Those things will help to build a strong bridge between the two unlike minds. Have you, lady listener, been puzzled and frustrated over communication difficulties in your home? Some of that emotional pressure can be drained off as you recognize a foundational fact. You're married to a man.
Listen daily at this time for Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, originating from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.